A dramatic clash caught on camera between federal immigration officers and people in Chicago. Homeland Security officials say an undocumented immigrant inside this vehicle tried to flee from arrest, ramming into a Border Patrol vehicle and triggering a pursuit. Agents purposely crashing into the SUV to stop it. Two people then fled on foot. A crowd at the scene growing hostile, throwing objects, agents firing tear gas. Border Patrol officials saying this incident is not isolated and reflects a growing and dangerous trend of illegal aliens violently resisting arrest and agitators and criminals ramming cars into our law enforcement officers. And Homeland Security officials say Mexican cartels now are attempting to track, harass, and target immigration and Border Patrol agents. The department warning cartels are offering $2,000 for gathering intelligence on federal officials and their families, $5,000 to $10,000 for kidnapping or non-lethal assaults, and up to $50,000 for the assassination of high-ranking officials.
We're hardening all of our buildings and making sure that we have more security measures, snipers on the roof, people to protect our law enforcement while they're out there on the streets.
And in Los Angeles, a state of emergency declared over the raids, allowing officials to offer rent relief to immigrants who are not going to work out of fear, and also small businesses impacted by the raids.